Production from the boys there. Just came up to 12:05. We'll have some weather coming up in a while. But first off, it's the second part of the book club, and I'm joined by our guest writer. Normally, Sylvie would be in the studio, and our guest writer would be here too, because of COVID-19. Obviously, we are doing telephone interviews. So I'm delighted to be joined by today's guest writer, Janet Howson, and she's going to talk about her love of theatre and her novel, Charitable Thoughts. So very good morning.
Hello.
Now, you started writing at an early age, and you wrote poetry, got into writing plays as well.
Yes, from a very early age, I just loved poetry and wrote that until basically I joined an amateur drama group when I was 18, and that's when my love of theatre began. And so when I trained to be a teacher of drama, I then started to write scripts for the pupils at school, continued from there, and ran drama clubs, and I work with pupils from special schools,
yep,
involving them in productions. I did Bugsy Malone with one group of children, and I worked with Chicken Shed, and who, I don't know, they're based in London, and then they go into schools and after school work with your pupils, and then when they've left, you carry on doing what they did after school, but it's all with kids with special needs and etc. But yeah, my drama love just continued because I was in amateur drama groups as a performer and director. So I've never really stopped loving drama, and I knew I'd love it the very, very first play I was in. I just knew it.
Give people an idea about amateur dramatics, because there is this thought that it's not as good as a production in London, but that isn't true, is it? The talent is phenomenal.
I think you're completely right, yes, because I have seen way past professional play standard in amateur drama. I mean, you've got to remember that, in a sense, didn't strike me till, you know, I'd been in there, that some of these people are multi-talented but just haven't chosen to go into the theatre as a job because of its precarious reputation of, A, never being able to get a job and being paid appallingly. So they do it in amateur drama. And, you know, I came across the most talented people. So, yes, I would agree with you that you see productions that are just as good on an amateur stage.
And are you still doing amateur dramatics? Are you still actually acting, or have you stopped doing that now?
I'm not, no. I think I sort of got to an age where been there, done it, got the T-shirt. So what I do now I'm retired, I run two theatre groups. One's called Fringe Theatre, and the other's called Theatre Appreciation. Theatre Appreciation, one person in the group chooses a play, researches it, and we have a play reading, and then we go and see it. The other one, which I run for the U3A, we meet, we look at what's on, we book it there and then we go have something to eat and go and see the show. So they're very different. It means I get to see a good amount of theatre, mainly in London, mainly fringe theatre. And we have a price we don't go above, because otherwise it would cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's how I keep in with it, really. Is through those two groups.
Now, your novel, it's called Charitable Thoughts.
Yeah.
How long, first of all, it took you to write it, and give us an idea about the characters?
I keep on being asked that, and I honestly, with my hand on my heart, cannot remember. I just kept on writing and writing, from the beginning of it all to the end of it all, probably about 2 years, because I did a lot of research, then I wrote it, and then it takes a long, long time to publish and print. I would say about that, but I must sort of think and look back in my diaries as to when, you know, because I had appointments in charity shops to go and work. Well, I say work with them. You can't actually work with them because of the insurance, but to observe. And that's where I learned all the intricacies of the different levels of charity shops, what they did behind the scenes, and etc. During that, I used to ask, have you got any funny stories? Or did anything happen to you that made you laugh or made you horrified? And you'd be amazed just what came out of those situations. I mean, right at the beginning of the book, there is a situation which is the same as what spurred me to do it. I went into the cancer research shop in Brentwood.
Yep.
And it was a very cold day, so I took off my gloves, put them on the counter, and then I put what I was buying, you know, in front of the till. And then I bent down, couldn't find my purse, found it. By the time I found my purse, she'd wrapped up the gloves and not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we laughed so much, me and the lady behind the till. I said, do you know, I said I could write a story about this.
Mm.
And from that's what gave me the initial idea to write it.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the characters in the novel?
Brenda Watts, 65, no purpose in life, retired from a full-time job after working in the same office for 42 tedious, unhappy years. No family, no one she can call a close friend, never had any time or inclination for hobbies, clubs or gyms. Feels lonely, isolated, useless, so she decided she needs a challenge, decides to volunteer at a local charity shop.
Mm.
This is the starting point for her transformed world, and she discovers that charity shops are not the quiet, unassuming places she'd always imagined them to be. She experiences schoolgirl thieves, grooms who've lost their wedding outfits, drug runners, ferrets, floods, discarded goldfish. And so Brenda never imagined how much she could enjoy life.
Mm.
So that's a taster.
Does it go from comedy to sadness?
Yeah, there's a lot of pathos in it, because that is what happens in the shop.
Mm.
These characters, there's the East Ender Queenie, there's Alan, whose wife has recently died and a bit miserable. There's Linda, the elusive Linda, who never turns up. She's always going to, but she never does. There's Patrick, who sleeps outside rough at night.
Mm.
But outside, there are characters, and that's quite a sad situation, which is to do with one of her neighbours in the flats and his wife who dies, and that's quite sad. And she also befriends young people who she's never been able to do before. And her whole life, you see, changes, and that is the point of the book, really, is that you can change your life if you want. You can get it from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either get it as a paperback or as an ebook.
Excellent.
So you just go into Amazon Books and just put Charitable Thoughts, Janet Howson, that's all. And it's also on sale at Waterstones and Smith's. But at the moment, of course, Waterstones is not open. But I want to assume that that will be opening when all the non-essential shops open.
Yes. Fingers crossed. It'd be nice to be able to go out and buy bits again in the shops. I don't mind buying stuff online, but it is nice to be able to walk to the shop. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you so much for letting me come on and talk.
You're
thank
welcome. You have a great day.
And you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget that book is out now. So I know loads of you have been doing lots of reading during the lockdown. So the novel Charitable Thoughts is out now.